called Dawson like there's your mom.
Back to you, Bob.
Hello and welcome to Back to You, Bob, a Dawson's Creek podcast. We are your hosts, Christina and Micah, and this is the season two Bobby Awards.
So excited.
The Bobbies.
These are our Oscars. I did extensive research on this because it's been a minute since we finished season two.
I forgot how much happened this season.
It's a great season.
Really?
I've been doing a lot of research on the writing staff. So season two, as a reminder, this is when Kevin Williamson leaves. He leaves between season two and seasons three. So the Kevin Williamson era of Dawson's Creek is over. We could put a little bow on it.
Crazy.
He, as an inside joke, refers to season one as Dawson's Creek, and he refers to season two as Pacey's Pond, which, as we talked about in episode 201, the season two premiere, Pacey says, you know, I'm sick of being the sidekick. I'm going to get my own storyline. And he did. But the show does take a huge tonal shift moving forward.
Big time.
So these are like the little baby years. You know, this is like Harry Potter books 1 through 3. Now we're going to move into the adult stuff now. It's the end of an era. So we're going to really relish in this season two goodness.
I can't wait to talk about it.
So how this is going to work is we're each going to have a winner. We're going to flip a coin to see who announces their winner first. And then we'll alternate.
All right. Heads or tails?
I always go with tails.
It is tails. You go first.
Our first category is
best drink.
Of course. So my favorite drink of the season, although I'm not drinking it now, I'm having coffee because it's 8 in the morning. The all-nighter. It's from the episode called All-Nighter. It's basically an espresso martini and it just fits so well. And I love an espresso martini moment.
Yeah, I think we talked about it in that episode. That is your jam.
Loves. What's yours?
Mine is the Naked and Famous. I think I said it when we were doing the episode, but it's Mezcal Aperol, yellow chartreuse, and lime juice. Everyone out there, summer is coming. Summer, we're looking at summer. If you can find yellow chartreuse, which is like the only difficult ingredient to find, make yourself a Naked and Famous. It's such a good summer drink.
And that is from the episode where Joey sketched Jack in the nude.
Yes, high risk behavior, I believe.
Part one of the first two-parter.
Yeah.
We love a naked moment. I mean, not really. Not when I'm naked, when other people are naked.
We love being voyeurs.
Well, the next category is best dressed.
Best dressed.
Character.
Best dressed writer.
No one would win that, honey.
So many flannel shirts.
I'm the best dressed writer I know. Everyone just wears like, they dress like Dawson.
Yeah. I am going to take Abby this season. There were so many feathers. There were so many florals. There were so many butterfly clips. Yeah, I mean, she was going for it. I wouldn't say that all of her looks landed for me, but I love someone who takes a risk. She had a see-through shirt. She had a vinyl shirt.
She had shirts.
She was just really being Abby, and I loved it.
Yeah, I have to say, I really did consider her as well. Looking back, sure, there are some missteps, but at the time, her fashion was fly.
She was right out of Adelia's catalog.
Yeah, we loved a Claire's moment.
Who's your winner?
My best dressed character of season two is Andy McPhee, of course.
Oh, of course.
Who else would I pick? I just love like a rich, waspy fashion moment.
You love a preppy moment.
I love a preppy moment. I love an overalls moment, like when she was rocking those overalls in the dance episode when she was dancing to Footloose.
Yes.
I loved when she first meets Pacey, when she crashes into his car and she's wearing that like denim or like chambray shirt that's like open. I just love a dress shirt on a woman moment that's baggy and open. And I just love her. I just love her.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
And she dyed her hair on a Thursday.
Who has ever been so brave?
And I love her as a brunette. I prefer her as a blonde, but I love her as a brunette. But anyway, I just love her. I love her little style moments.
The next category is the worst dressed. And honestly, I feel like we're going to be aligned on this one. And it is your pick, but I think we're going to be in cahoots.
That's fine.
Should we say it on three?
Yeah. The winner of worst dressed character is
Dawson.
I'm over it. I'm over the pants.
Over it.
I'm over the white t-shirts. Well, actually, I kind of like the white t-shirts. Like when he was helping to rebuild the ice house. But I'm over like the white t-shirt under a button down. I'm over the red brick button down.
The weird long sleeved short sleeve shirt. It was like a short sleeve shirt, but the sleeves went down to his elbows. He had long white socks with black shoes and jeans while he was making out with Joey at the ruins. Get out of here.
I'm over the parachute pants. I'm over the MC Hammer pants. I'm over like the, what were those jeans? Like the Junkos or whatever they're called?
Yeah, Junkos. Yeah.
Junkos. I'm over it. Need a stylist ASAP in Capeside.
I mean, case closed. Dawson is the worst dressed.
For reals though. Just want to give a shout out to Jack McPhee, who literally wore what I wore all the time. But I'm still giving Andy best dressed.
Fair. There are going to be some tough choices made today.
Not everyone can win a Bobby, okay?
Okay.
The next category is best kiss.
Oh, man.
Best smooch. And it's a total VMA nod.
Oh, 100%. We talked about it last, Bobby's. I always think of Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling running at each other across the stage.
Yeah, and Sarah Michelle Gellar and Selma Blair.
My best kiss of season two goes to Mitch and Gail in the election when the dishwasher breaks.
Oh, yeah.
They're drenched. They're separated. It is scandalous. And it is hot. It is a great kiss.
That kiss is hot. I totally forgot about that. Good for you. Good for you.
Who'd you pick?
So my best kiss of season two is going to Dawson and Joey in episode 201 when they're at the playground and he's giving her the tour of France and he says French fries, French kiss, and they kiss on the swing set because I think it's so cute. I love the song that's playing and it's like the second kiss they've been talking about the whole episode, and it is one of the rare Dawson Joey moments that we have throughout the entire series that I always think about when I think of Dawson and Joey. So that's why I picked it.
Cute. I did not expect that. I expected you to pick either the end of the wedding when they kiss, when they've been a little bit separated and they come back together, or a Pacey and Andy moment, because I know you love them so much.
I was considering the wedding just because I think it's so funny that they're caterers at the wedding and then they take over the dance floor and they totally steal focus and steal the thunder of the bride and groom and just start making out on the dance floor at the wedding. I almost considered it for like hilarious reasons, but this one is hotter, I feel.
Yeah, it's very cute. There's been the buildup of like the second kiss. That is one of the rare moments where I think they're really, really cute.
So cute.
So cute.
The next category is best fight.
And you are up.
So the recipient of best fight of season two, I'm giving it to Abby and Jen. In particular, when they fight over Vincent and Jen slaps Abby. But I also love in the dance episode when Abby says she wants to go to the dance to break up Christy and her boyfriend, and Jen calls her out. And so they get into this fight. And at the dance, Abby says to Jen, like, oh, you look great. I have the same dress in a smaller size.
Yeah.
And I just generally love when they're fighting, but I love them as friends as well. But I love when they're fighting because it's so funny.
And Jen's like, don't ever talk to me again. How dare you?
And then Jen kills her.
Well, my best fight Bobby winner goes to Pacey and his dad in Parental Discretion Advised. Mm. It's been kind of a low rumble. There's been a boil under the surface and it comes to a head. Pacey decks his dad. And I think his dad kind of respects him for it. Pacey finally says, you know what? Talk about me all you want. If you talk about Andy again, I will end you. It's great.
I remember that. So good. You will be policing this town from a hospital bed. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
So good. That's a good one. I forgot about that too. So the next few categories are going to go best guest character, worst guest character, best supporting character, worst supporting character.
All right. Well, the first up is best guest character. And it was tough. There were a lot of really great guest characters this season. But going along with my last award, I'm going to give my season two best guest cast Bobby to John Finn playing Mr. Witter. I feel like we had this image in our heads of who Mr. Witter was going to be. And as soon as you see him, he's like the perfect fit. He slotted right in. He was everything that you needed him to be to kind of propel that Pacey storyline forward. I just thought he was just such a good addition to the show and like really awesome.
I totally agree. So good. He was a good addition this year. For my best guest character, Bobby, of season two, the winner is Mike Potter for very similar reasons. You know, I know we did meet him in season one, but when I think of season two, so much of my season two context connotation is wrapped up in him because just what happens at the end when Joey turns him in and his little arc at the end. I really just think of him a lot. And I really like him, even though I know we're supposed to hate him. He's a terrible person, but he brings a weird vulnerability to it. And I just love the Potters.
It's so interesting because I do think about him when I think about season two, and he's really only in four episodes.
Yeah.
So he made an impact.
Congratulations on your Bobby, Mike Potter.
Come and collect it anytime.
Bring it to your cell.
We'll make sure it has no sharp edges so you can get it in.
Worst guest character now.
Ooh.
There's some stiff competition.
There really is.
For this season, but the recipient of Worst Guest Character Bobby Award Season 2 for me goes to Ty.
Mm.
Ty is Jen's crazy Christian boyfriend who doesn't know how to dress. He almost won Worst Dress for me. He's homophobic. He's misogynistic. He's crazy. He's controlling. And I really can't stand to look at him.
He's the worst. He's a gaslighter. He has a secret underground jazz club life.
Just get out of here with your jazz. No one cares.
I hate him.
Congrats on your Bobby.
Well, he was mine, but it was, like you're saying, very stiff competition, and these two were neck and neck. My season two worst guest character is going to go to Nicole Kennedy. I just can't stand her. She was just so hard on Dawson unnecessarily. It wasn't constructive criticism. She was like a little desperate with Mitch. I just don't like her. I'm not a fan. And I'm glad she's gone.
Amen. She's gone.
No goodbye.
No goodbye.
She just floats away.
She goes back to LA. She's been writing her rom-com and now she's headed back to LA with her finished script.
The next category is best supporting character. I go first. I mean, this one is another that's neck and neck. So my season two Bobby is going to Abby Morgan. She was here for a good time, not a long time. And she's just so consistent, so sharp and terrible, but also you like her. She adds a good dynamic. She had so many good episodes this season, and I was sad to see her go.
Yeah, so sad. She really just steals the show. I love her. I'll miss her. Rest in peace, Abby Morgan is a great episode. She's a Mike White creation. Monica Keena's hilarious.
Love it.
She really deserves it. Congrats on your Bobby.
We still have your last season, Bobby, sitting here. If you want to come collect your multiples, that would be great.
If you want to crawl out of your grave and claim your two Bobbies. So Best Supporting Character Season 2 Bobby Award for me is going to go to Chris Wolfe. Similarly.
Ah, good one.
I just think he was played by Jason Bear. Same thing. You know, he really just brought a really fresh energy to the show, I think. And he kind of plays that typical teen guy that, you know, Pacey and Dawson aren't, that I feel like we did kind of need. And he kind of brings that villain energy.
Yeah.
And there's something about him that's just really fun to watch. Obviously, that's probably why he went on to be the lead of Roswell. I just love him. Like, I love the Chris era. I love Chris and Abby together. I love when they're trying to solve the mystery of who had sex. And I'm still scandalized by that moment when he asked Dawson to have a four-way. Like, I just don't remember that in my original watching, or it didn't land.
He's another one like John Finn playing Mr. Witter. Jason Bear is just such a strong actor that Chris feels so well developed and so, like, he just feels so, like, such a natural fit and such a natural character and, like, a well-rounded character. Like, he's an asshole, but also you kind of like to have him around. I don't know. He's great.
Yeah. He feels like just a Cape Cityan, you know? Just, yeah, he's just been there.
Total Cape Cityan.
They say Cape Cityan in season three, and it's gonna be my new personality.
Love it.
Worst supporting character, your turn. No, my turn.
Yeah.
Worst supporting character, season two, Bobby, goes to someone who probably is more of a guest, but I'm going to give it to Devin, played by Rachel Lee Cook.
Oh my God.
Devin is a nightmare and she's a stalker. And she stalks Joey at the ice house and single white females her. And she's really condescending and terrible. So congrats on your Bobby, Devin.
She's truly the worst.
There's nothing to say. Just watch the episode.
My worst supporting character of this season is Bodie. Where's Bodie? Bodie just leaves his family.
Is that why you gave it to him? Because he's MIA?
Yes. He just leaves his wife to take care of a baby and a restaurant. Bodie, come back. Where are you?
Come back, Bodie. He is in season 3, we're happy to report. Spoiler. Bodie, where are you at?
It's upsetting.
Because you are not supporting Bessie, sir. Our next category, and you're going first, it is Best Music Moment.
This one was tough for me. There were a lot of good music moments, but I'm going to give it to something that when I hear it, I immediately think of Dawson's Creek. So my season 2 best music moment, Bobby, is going to Feels Like Home by Chantal Kreviazuk from the end of A Perfect Wedding. There are a handful of songs where I only think about Dawson's Creek when I hear it. And for some reason, this is one of them. Like, immediate thought is Dawson's Creek. There are a lot of them that make me think of Dawson's Creek, but I also think of like my adjacent teenage experiences as well. This one, I'm like, Dawson's.
It was on the soundtrack, I believe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I support that. You just love it because Dawson and Joey made out to it.
I just love Dawson and Joey.
You're a secret Dawson Joey fan.
Ugh.
My winner for best music moment goes to Paper Cup by Heather Nova. And it is from the end of the season in Changes. It's in the episode 2 times. And it's when Pacey and Andy realize that she's going to have to leave with their dad. And they have a dance in the spot where they first had their dance in the beginning of the season. And then at the end of the episode, Pacey shows up to say goodbye, even though Andy says no goodbyes. And he says, like, you saved me. And, I'm obviously going through a lot at that time. I still am, whatever. But it just hit me at like a weird place. And I just got very emotional watching it and have watched it many times since. And I still, every day. And I still get weirdly emotional when I watch it. And there's just something about the song. I know that song is going to be in my like Spotify Unwrapped in December. I've just been playing it a lot. You know, there's something about that moment. Joshua Jackson helps a lot. And so does Meredith Monroe. It's the acting, it's the music, it's the writing, it's all of it was just really working for me.
And that song is perfect. It's like the perfect bed for all of it to play on top of. Good pick.
Yeah, boy.
The next category is Best Writer, and you're up first.
So the recipient of Best Writer Season 2 Bobby for me is Greg Berlanti. So Greg Berlanti, I believe, was a new writer this year. I mean, I believe he was new to the show this year. I don't know if he was on season 1 in some capacity. I don't believe so. But he wrote The All-Nighter, To Be or Not to Be, which is part 1 of Jack's coming out. He wrote Reunited, which is the episode at the end of the season where Andy has her breakdown and sees Tim. He wrote the season finale, Parental Discretion Advised. And then he co-wrote Sex She Wrote, which is the film noir Who Had Sex mystery. And he also co-wrote That Is the Question with Kevin Williamson, which is part 2 of Jack coming out. So, I mean, he wrote 4 episodes and he co-wrote 2. That's 6 total. They're all really memorable episodes. And he goes on to showrun the show. He has 10 million shows on the air now. You know, they're all just really great episodes.
Yeah, top tier. There's no mistake that he ended up leading the series. He's so good.
Just a great writer.
Yeah, he was neck and neck for me with the person who is my best writer, Bobby Winner, Mike White. Same thing. He wrote Alternative Lifestyles, A Perfect Wedding, and Abby Morgan, Rest in Peace. And then he co-wrote Sex She Wrote and Uncharted Waters with Dana Barada. Sex She Wrote with Greg Berlanti, as you said. He's so good. I feel like the two of them had such a strong voice over the season, and it shows. The season is so good, and they're a big part of the reason why.
Totally. It was definitely between the two for me.
And like I said, Abby Morgan is one of my favorite characters, and he's a lot of the reason why. He writes like all of her great episodes.
White Lotus season 3, where are you at? Can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm sure Mike White will put his Bobby with his Emmys.
Probably.
The next category, Best Director.
My Bobby for Best Director of season 2 goes to David Semel. He directed The Kiss, Alternative Lifestyles, Full Moon Rising, The All-Nighter, His Leading Lady, Be Careful What You Wish For, and Abby Morgan, Rest in Peace. He is just such a strong leading voice in the series. He directed a couple of episodes last season, and I feel like his fingerprints are all over it. And same as Greg and Mike, like, he's a big reason why we love the season as much as we do. Those episodes are so good.
Yeah, definitely had a huge hand in setting the tone for the series and the look and just everything. The feel, the look. Great pick. My Bobby Award for Best Director is going to Greg Prang. He directed That Is the Question, which is the part 2 of Jack coming out, A Perfect Wedding, which was Dawson and Joey's reunion, and Parental Discretion Advised, which was, you know, the big fire episode and the one where Joey turns her dad in. So Parental Discretion Advised and That Is the Question have really big emotional performances in them. So he obviously is good at getting that out of the cast. And those are episodes that I think really helped define the season. And that fire sequence was crazy and it was so good.
Mm-hmm. Makes total sense. And he is one of the few people, he was an executive producer across every episode of the series. So he's so familiar with everything and he's just really a leading voice.
For sure. Love it.
Next up, we have some new categories.
Yeah, some additions for season 2.
This award will be best moment of the season. And you are up first.
My recipient for best moment of season 2, Bobby Award, goes to Jack's coming out / his fight with dad. And That Is the Question.
It's a great one.
I just think it was such a good moment. Him and Meredith Monroe and the dad, just the acting is just top tier. It's super emotional. Definitely one of those moments that I think about quite a bit.
Andy and Jack in that scene are so good. That's the one I talked about it when we watched the episode, but I watched that with my mom and she's like, this is intense. I was like, yeah, hello, it's Dawson's Creek.
Ask me again. Ask me the question. Because his dad had already asked him if he was gay and he said no, or he ignored it. And then this time he's ready to say it. He's ready to give the truth.
What an impact. Well, my best moment, Bobby, is going to go to, it's hand in hand, when Andy finds out that Pacey wrote the note to her and sex she wrote about after they had sex. And then when Pacey tells Andy in the car that he's falling in love with her.
So good.
It's just such a good little moment. You knew that these two obviously were dating, but this is when it really takes a turn and they become the Pandy that you know and love.
You wrote that note, Pacey? She's so hurt and like disgusted at the same time.
But then it all takes a turn and all is well.
He just wrote the note because he was scared.
He's scared because he's falling hopelessly in love with her.
And who wouldn't?
Love it. I love love.
I love love. Love is love is love is love is love. Our next category is also a new category. It's most shocking moment.
I have to take when Abby dies. I have to. I would be stupid not to.
That was great.
It came out of nowhere. You're with Abby and Jen a little bit in the episode, but they're certainly not the focus. The focus is everyone else being caterers completely inappropriately at these people's wedding. And then out of nowhere, she just falls off the dock. And even when she falls off, you're like, huh. And then you see her blue in a body bag. Who saw that coming?
Very shocking.
Did I steal yours?
No, you didn't. Just to give a little, the nominees are. I was torn between that. I was torn between Pacey spitting in the face of education when he spits in his teacher's face. Really wanted to give it that. I also wanted to give my best moment that.
That is a great moment.
But my Bobby for most shocking moment is in episode 222, Parental Discretion Advised, when Joey reveals that she's wearing the wire and she turns her dad in. There's just something about it. It was like so out of character for the show. Like, what? She's wearing a wire? What? Like, these are just like teenage. But it works for me. I was shocked. She was crying. He's crying. Like, it just, it works for me. Now, I will say, I recently found an article from Greg Berlanti where he says he really, really regrets Joey wearing a wire. That's like one of his big regrets. And he wrote the episode. He wasn't the showrunner then. But I found that so interesting. Like, he thinks it's like a little cringy, but I love it. I gasp every time, you know? It's just cinema.
Never in a million years saw that coming. I thought we were going to have Mike Potter and Joey kind of having this tumultuous relationship in season 3. But no, she wore a wire.
And, you know, the whole episode, Dawson is like urging her to go to the police. And then we see her at the police station and they're like, we need your help. And I was still shocked. We love a shocking moment.
Shocking.
We're getting down to the final 3 categories. At the Oscars, this is when like they run out of time and everything's like, da-da-da-da, hurry up. The category is Best Main Cast. So my winner for Best Main Cast Season 2 Bobby Award is Meredith Monroe. She kills it across the season, but special shout out to The Election, where she is exposed in front of the entire school for her brother's death and her mom's mental illness. We find out that she's battling mental illness and she keeps it from Pacey for a little bit. I mean, Chit-Chit-Chit changes when she says goodbye to Pacey. And also the episode before Reunited when she is having hallucinations of Tim. And she's in the bathroom and she's torn between Tim and Pacey. And I just think she kills it. So good. Like that journey of her battling her mental illness, having the breakdown, Abby dying, all of it.
When I think about this season, I think about her and I think about her crying, which is weird. But I feel like her, all her big moments where she's really upset were so impactful.
She cries a lot. And who doesn't these days?
If you're not crying, you're not living. My best main character, Bobby, is going to go to Pacey. His arc this season is incredible. His relationship with Andy and how caring and how patient he is. Incredible.
Incredible. He has the episode where he goes fishing with his dad, Uncharted Waters, where his dad passes out drunk and he gives that speech.
He stands up for Jack.
He stands up for Jack.
Yeah. Jack is being fully bullied by Mr. Peterson. And Pacey stands up to him and really stands his ground.
He has a really emotional goodbye with Andy in Changes. And in Parental Discretion Advised, when his dad says, oh, you know, you got to call at the house. It was Andy. She wanted me to give you a hug. Oh, my God. I'm like ready to cry right now talking about it. What's wrong with me?
Man, that was a great moment, too. There are just so many good moments.
He just brings this really effortless element to a scene. Like, you don't feel like you're watching someone act.
Such a natural. We've talked about it. His little, like, physical tick type acting that is so real and just so grounded. Love.
Love. Now, I have to give a shout out. Katie Holmes just missed it by a hair. We loved her breakdown in Parental Discretion Advised.
Yeah. I mean, she's a goat.
Sorry, Katie. But I think she got it last year. She has a Bobby.
She'll be fine.
Maybe she'll marry a rich celebrity and have a baby.
Maybe she'll escape Scientology by the skin of her teeth.
Don't talk about the S word. They'll come for us. So let's reverse. So this next category will be worst episode. We'll say best episode for last.
Yeah, and this is another new category. We thought, you know, they're not all going to be winners. Why not talk about the bad ones?
We have to talk about the bad ones. We're just going to keep it real. No offense to anyone. I mean, look at the episodes of TV I've written. Like, they're terrible.
Oh, please. There are some episodes of TV that I've created that I will never watch again.
Okay, I work in kids' TV. There's like 10-year-olds tweeting about how bad my shows are.
That's how you know you've made it.
If I could take that, these people could take getting a worst episode, Bobby.
I'm a little torn, to be honest.
So am I.
I have 2 episodes.
So do I.
I'm going to give my worst episode of season 2, Bobby, to... I'm going to give it to his leading lady. It's just not for me. I think Rachel Lee Cook and the whole Devon of it all were really awful and uncomfortable. It was a tough one for me to get through. I mean, I like the Joey piece of it, but it just did nothing for me. I'll never revisit it.
It was the Devon, though. Like, it's no...
It's the Devon. You
know, no shade to anyone in the show. It's the character of Devon is just unreal.
Yeah, I agree.
So that was my number 2. So we're in... You know, we're in agreement. My Bobby for worst episode is Psychic Friends.
That was my number 2. We are aligned.
Not, and look, I love a good psychic moment in real life and on the show, but it just doesn't fit on this show. If we're going to talk soaps or passions or whatever, bring in the psychic. let's talk about doom. Let's get the foreboding. But it just didn't work for me, especially because the psychic ended up being like magical or real. It was just weird.
Also, Colin Manchester.
Exactly. That whole storyline where like Joey falls for him, then realizes he's gay, then wants to set Jack up with him, and then Jack gets mad because Joey wants to set him up with the only other gay guy in Cape Side. Like, keep it. Don't need it. Don't want it. Also, Graham's getting a makeover for a date with the guy who turns out to be married. Like, what is that?
It's all a mess.
Again, no fault of the writer, the director, the cast. It's just there. It just shouldn't have been made, I don't think. There was no winning. There was no turning that into a good episode.
And it's very much so filler. Nothing really advances.
We see Mitch and Miss Kennedy together, but like, whoop-de-doo, you know?
And Jack tells Joey he's not like ready to date or whatever. There's little things that happen. The big thing that happens in that episode is the psychic tells Joey there will be a dark,
tall,
handsome
dark,
man.
Handsome man. And then she gets
and
home
then
and
finds
her dad waiting for him. Yeah, that was great. That part was good. I do love Mike Potter, but that was the last 5 seconds of the episode.
Yeah, can't save it.
Sorry, psychic friends.
And
his leading lady. I mean, I totally agree. Those two were. But it's a great season. So the not so great episodes are going to stand out a little more, you know?
Yeah.
When we get to season six, every episode could win worst episode. No, that's.
This is it.
This is it. This is the best picture Oscar for us.
Crazy.
The best episode of season two, Bobby, goes to Sex, She Wrote. I love Sex, She Wrote. I love a mystery. I love how they kind of did, you know, like you can't really do a big murder mystery on a teen show, but they did their little film noir nod episode. And it was just so good. And I remember thinking at the time, I think we talked about it on the pod, when they were like, someone next week who had sex, you know, and it was Chris and Abby talking about who had sex. I was like, oh, it's going to be so stupid. It's going to be like a mislead. No one's going to have had sex. Like Jack and Joey couldn't have had sex. Jen and Dawson didn't have sex. Like there's no way like Andy's going to have sex. And I just love that they didn't take that cop out. I love that one of the couples did and it had an impact. And I love the rain. I just love that episode. I love Dawson and Joey having their little moment in the rain. I really, really enjoy that episode. And it was Mike White, right? So that makes sense.
It's so good. That's where my best moment is from. It's just such a good episode. Couldn't agree more. All right, this is tough, but I think I'm going to take To Be or Not to Be. Obviously, it's one piece of a two-parter, but when I think about the season as a whole, it's the thing that stands out to me the most. We just talked about the spitting in the face of the educational system moment. That, to me, is like a big thing that's burned into my brain. It's just such a good episode. It's so emotional, and you still don't really know. Like, you kind of spend the whole episode being like, is Jack gay? Is Jack not gay? Or I did at the time. And I just think it's really great. But it was tricky for me because there are a lot of episodes in this season that aren't necessarily like high stakes that really also stand out to me. Like, I wanted to shout out the all-nighter. That's just such a fun one with the purity test. And you get like a little, it advances the story, but it's just kind of like a fun episode. And then the election is one that always stands out to me. But when it comes down to it, To Be or Not to Be is the one that's like season two, highest impact.
Absolutely. There's so many to choose from. It's really hard. I love that choice. You know, we've talked a lot about how maybe part one, not as better than part two, but part one has really memorable moments.
Yeah.
Well, the Bobbies are over.
That's it. Season two. Put a fork in it. It's done.
Pacey's Pond. Pacey's Pond, it's over. Kevin Williamson leaves us. It ushers in a new era now, but it's a great era.
It is a great era. I'm excited.
There's a lot of good stuff coming. Shall we announce our season three return date?
June 4th.
June 4th. Tuesday, June 4th. We're so excited. We've recorded a couple episodes of season three and loving.
It's so good.
So good. So June 4th. We're sticking with the same schedule. Tuesdays.
So excited to dive in. I have said it before and I'll say it again. I think it's my favorite season, but we'll see if that still holds true. I'm a new person now. I've grown. I've changed.
You never know, because like I'm really not enjoying Dawson on this rewatch. So you just never know when your taste will shift. We were different people then.
We were. Thank God.
Well, that's our time.
Da-da-da-da.
They're playing us off.
We will talk to you guys later.
Congrats to all the winners.
Bye.
Bye.